Shabbat Shalom. Today's parasha is Lech Lecha. It's found in Genesis 12, 1 through 17, 27. And we're talking about Abram and Sarai, later to be called Abraham and Sarah. So Abram, he's just kind of hanging out where he's living, and all of a sudden the Lord speaks to him. And he says, go to a land where I'll show you. And what land? He says, just go to the land where I'll show you. So Abraham believed that God was going to do what was right, so he left this land. And the Lord, you know, just motivated him to go towards what would later be called the Promised Land. And so he had no idea where he was going at the time. But when he stops, he builds an altar. And then goes a little further and builds another altar. And building altars, okay, you know, that's kind of a starting place or a place of memory to where you can meet God with. Okay, so he's basically in his heart and his mind, he's meeting God at these altars as he's building them. But later on, a famine breaks out and he goes to Egypt. Well, Sarai was a beautiful woman. And Abraham was afraid that when they went to Egypt that they were going to kill him to get her. And so he says, well, let's just tell him you're my sister. So she agrees with this little plot. And they go in there and Pharaoh, his men say, hey, wow, this Sarah man, she's really good looking. And says, you ought to take her into your harem. So basically that's what he did. Well, all of a sudden, all these bad things started happening in Pharaoh's palace and in his house. You know, all these plagues and all this stuff. So Pharaoh, he's no idiot. He figured out what was going on. So he calls Abram to him and he says, what in the world are you doing, pal? And he says, why did you tell me she was your sister when she's your wife? And he says, well, I was afraid, you know, that, you know, you guys were going to kill me to get her. And he says, well, you know what? You get your stuff. And you get your wife and all your flocks and all your people that are with you, and you get out. And just to make sure you're going to get out, I'm going to escort you out. So he had his men make sure that, you know, he'd left. So they left and went back to where the first altar was. Okay, and so he stayed there for a while. And then there... And Lot was with him, by the way, Lot and all his family and his people. And so what had happened from that point is both of them got so big, it came to the point to where Abraham saying, or Abram at that time was saying, well, this town's not big enough for the both of us. So, you know, you decide where you want to go, and then I'll take the other side. If you want to go to the left, I'll go to the right. You want to go to the right, I'll go to the left. So Lot looked over to the plains of Jordan towards Sodom and Gomorrah, where the plains were fertile and was well watered and is just a beautiful place. So basically the best of the choice, you know, as far as the land itself was concerned. So that's where Lot went, and Abraham went the other way. So after a while, some war broke out, and Lot and the city of Sodom and Gomorrah and all those, the kings of those nations, they were conquered by these other kings. It was 4 against 5, I think, or 5 against 4. But in any rate, Lot was taken captive. Abraham finds out about it, and so he goes to the rescue. So him and his men, you know, take off, and they go win a war again and get Lot and everything back. Okay, so... When the battle and the war was over, they had all the spoils of the war was at his disposal. Spoils of the war at that time were like the horses and any cattle that were involved, people, armor, swords, you know, food that they might have had, all that stuff. And the king of Sodom wanted to give some of it to Abram, and he didn't want any part of it. He says, no. And he says, I'm not going to have anybody to say, you made me rich. Well, at that time also, there was the king of Salem, a real honest goodness person, king of Salem, Melchizedek. He was a real guy. and I'm going to show you how you know he was a real guy, is because Abraham gave him a tenth of the spoils. Okay, well, if he wasn't a real guy, what was he going to do with the tenth of all the stuff? You know, I mean, this is stuff, real stuff. It wasn't just an imaginary thing. So he gave him the tenth of the spoils of a war. And then the men that were with Abraham and the king of Sodom and all those guys, they split up what was left. He wouldn't take the riches. So then the Lord promises Abram and changes his name to Abraham and Sarah to Sarai, Sarai to Sarah. And it says, look at the stars. See if you can number them. That's how many kids you're going to have. You know, how many offspring are going to come from your loins. Okay, now, he didn't literally mean billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of people. You know, it was just a metaphor because you couldn't possibly count all those stars. You know, so, you know, nobody can figure out how many people actually came out from this promise. But that's what God told him. So after a while, they're thinking about this, Abraham and Sarah. And they said, well, how are we going to figure this out? You know, I'm getting kind of up there in years, and why don't you just take my Egyptian handmaiden, Hagar, and we'll have a child through her? Kind of like a surrogate thing, except, you know, there were actual relations involved. And so Hagar ended up having the child Ishmael. And it was foretold that Ishmael would be wild, his hand against everyone and everybody against him. Now, Ishmael was the father of what we now know is basically the Muslim world. And what are they? They're all at each other's throats. Nobody gets along with anybody. You got one sect of Muslims against another sect. Although the Muslim religion itself did not exist at that time, it was the people that would later become the Muslims that were. So God tells Abraham that he wants to make a covenant. And this is where the covenant of circumcision was first brought forth. And so they go through the process, and at that time, Abram says, "Well, let my offspring be through Ishmael." And God says, no, we're not going to do it that way. You're going to have another child. His name's going to be Isaac, and that's who the covenant is going to be made with for my promise to you about having children numbered as the stars of the heavens. So covenant. Anybody that would not keep the covenant was cut off. But we have a better covenant today. Our covenant is through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. But by the same token, if you don't abide by that covenant, guess what? You're cut off. It's the only way to abide by the covenant is to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, and through his blood sacrifice and the covenant that he made to sacrifice for our sins, that's how we'll be saved. Shabbat shalom.